Welcome, brethren, to the 2020 North Seattle Bible Students online convention. Pleased to see you all here online. And we are going to open with our theme hymn number 152, A Thousand Years. And we will do the first two verses only, please. Verses 1 and 2, hymn number 152, A Thousand Years. So we are pleased to have Brother Lawrence Kirkham present the opening prayer on this convention and on the opening address by Brother David Kirkham. Brother Lawrence, please.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In this great time of trouble, which the world is passing through, keep us in the hollow of thy hand, under the shadow of thy wings. Bless Brother David's welcome message and the messages to follow, and all brethren in attendance through this marvelous medium you have provided. Help us to receive the messages given and put them into practice as best we can. We pray in our Master's name, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Over.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Lawrence and Brother Peter on the piano there. And we're now privileged to have Brother David Kirkham open with an address of welcome.
Dear brethren, welcome to the March 27 to 29, 2020 convention. Welcome the elect of God, lovers of truth, all those who have the precious faith through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome at this very special time, the memorial season. Consider with me some of Apostle Paul's welcomes to the Lord's people. Romans chapter 1, verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge. Philippians chapter 1 verses 2 to 6. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Why do we gather together? We gather because we are members of the one body of Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6 and 11 to 16. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, whose children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, with cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We gather to hear the truth in the love of it. It is our lifeline. We gather to speak the truth in love of our God, our Lord, the truth, and our brethren. We gather to gain from and share in the experience of others. 1 Corinthians 12:26. And whether one man member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. In this memorial season, we have special opportunities to help and encourage one another, to share burdens and experiences. We gather because of our desire to serve others. 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 19. And hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother in need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We desire to be examples. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 to 25. And let us consider it are another one to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. What is our individual responsibility? Let our conversation be holy. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 to 16. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Let us stay our minds on the Lord. Let us speak the truth in love, agape love. Let us remember that this is a holy gathering. Our returned Lord is here. And remember that ye are God's, that is, mighty ones. Psalm 82, verses 6 to 8. I have said, ye are God's, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. In closing, our prayer for you is best expressed in Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. And this I pray, that your love may abound, yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense, till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you, Brother Dave. Appreciate the inspirational thoughts and setting the tone for the convention so well.